We're at a point in history where many large organizations are looking for ways to reduce their waste streams and carbon footprints. Sustainability is a buzzword, but it's also a goal for many people and organizations. Case in point, Southern Oregon University employs a sustainability and recycling manager. In fact, SOU just hired a new one all the way from Scotland. Rebecca Walker just left the job at the Scottish Environment Protection Agency. She started in Ashland about a month ago. She's in this studio with me now. Rebecca Walker, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's get the lineage here. Your mother is American, but you spent most of your time in Scotland?
Yes. My mum's from America, my dad's from England, but I have lived in Scotland for most of my life.
So this is a big change. What appealed to you about moving to the United States?
Having been at the Scottish Environment Protection Agency for 15 years and developed over my career in sustainability and environment protection, I started thinking about where else I could take my skills and experience. And having never lived in America, I started looking at different locations and different sectors in terms of where I could bring sustainability. And a mountain town really appealed, out a smaller town where I could enjoy the outdoors as well as working in a different sector. And jobs in universities were coming up in terms of sustainability management. That's where you have the students, the people of the future that will be our workers, our entrepreneurs, our innovators. So it seemed really exciting to move to this sector and see how I could apply my skills and experience. And when the job in Ashland came up and I researched the location more and more, everything seemed to come together and it was a really exciting opportunity.
The university mentioned that they had something like 30 applicants for the job, so it was well sought after.
Yes, I did hear that.
So for you in particular, though, the part of the appeal was working in a university setting. That really was a major cornerstone of what you were looking for.
Absolutely. I'd been in a government agency for 15 years, which, I mean, in terms of driving policy and driving forward projects, and working with Scottish government was a very exciting place to be. Scottish government has some very progressive policy around climate change, as well as the circular economy, which is another concept around sustainability to keep our resources and materials circulating in the economy. And to move to a university setting where you could work with students and staff to push boundaries and think about new ideas for sustainability was an exciting place to be. We're at a really, really critical time in terms of the climate emergency, in terms of the way we are, our economy, in terms of using overuse of natural resources, in terms of pollution to the atmosphere, to the land, to the water. And so actually to think of ways that we can align the way our economy works with how the universe, the world, the ecosystems work, and also the shared values in society, we really, really need to start challenging ourselves in the way we live. We need to address the climate emergency, but also create a place where it's not about debating what is sustainable, but it's about understanding, and sustainability suddenly becomes the only choice because it is how we live.
Were there any reservations in coming to the United States, given that it sounds like the Scottish government is firmly committed to making moves on climate change, where the federal government of the United States, not so much?
I did think about this. I looked at a lot of what America was doing at state level. Oregon has some really exciting programs through the Department of Environmental Quality. And then when you look at universities, you could see the movement there and a place that it could actually challenge what is happening at the federal level. And also from the grassroots level, start to think about new ideas, start to push boundaries about what can actually happen here. We really need to challenge ourselves. And it's not just the government here. It is, you know, it is the future generations, and it is businesses. We'll have businesses coming in and disrupting the norm in sectors that have just carried on how they have for years. So no, it's an absolute mix. And to try and mix things up like that and to come in, yeah, the university and coming in at a state level, at a local level, is really important.
So you have a real view of what the overall picture is. Now, how does that translate into what your actual duties are on campus?
Okay, so The strategic context at the international, national, and local level, have experienced in that for many, many years. And then on the ground, you have to have a mix to me in terms of behavior, technology, and putting in place the right infrastructure to help that behavior and to allow technology and programs to thrive. So for me, it's making sure that I'm working across the campus, looking at the way we manage our energy, looking at the way we generate our energy, looking at the way we use materials, so the materials we bring onto campus, and then how we use them, and then also where they go afterwards. Are we only bringing materials onto campus that actually have an infrastructure in the future to either continue to be reused or repaired before they go to recycling, and least of all, of course, landfill? And then it's working with academia, with students, to have that campus, that community in terms of the university as a living lab, to see how we can experiment with things to drive sustainability. And then also, as part of SOU, we're in a beautiful community, having that community engagement to see where we can work together to drive forward sustainability. So that's very much on the ground. And then, of course, working with staff and students across the campus to think, well, what is our place? What is our plan? What are our goals? How can we achieve our mission and our values for the university in terms of sustainability?
Rebecca Walker is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the new sustainability and recycling manager for Southern Oregon University, hired from the Scottish Environment Protection Agency on campus about a month. Questions, comments from you are welcome on the Jefferson Exchange. Our phone number is 800-838-3760. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. You've mentioned your interest in helping another generation and in working with the students. How much direct contact does your position have with students?
I supervise a few students in our recycling center, as well as a sustainability coordinator and a zero waste coordinator. At SOU, we're really lucky to have a recycling center on campus. This allows us to drive up the quality in terms of what's being picked up and what's being recycled. Quality is really important, as well as quantity here. So to have that and see that actually how we can improve the quality is important. And then also can run projects with the zero waste coordinator as well as sustainability coordinator. I also get contacted by other staff and students to chat with them, to give presentations, to work with them. So in terms of the contact, I think it is really important. And also to challenge me, because I've been in this sector for a while. And, you know, sometimes we need to be challenged ourselves in how we're thinking about it. Back in Scotland, I was having a coffee with an old colleague who was very, very ambitious in terms of where they were taking a university. And it was actually the students that said, but why aren't we going a bit further? Why aren't we doing this? Which is really, really important too.
That's impressive. So the students wanted to go a little further than the coordinator was willing to go, or was planning to go anyway. So all in all, though, does this seem rather quiet compared to your last job? Your zone of responsibility covers a few acres rather than a whole country.
Yeah, I would say it's not quieter. I would say it's very, very different. I have been thrown into how the campus has worked, met so many people, staff and students over the past few weeks. I'm 4 weeks since I left Scotland, and I just feel I have seen how much is going on, and a huge amount is going on around Southern Oregon University, as well as in the community for those we can work with. In Scotland, I managed five national teams across Scotland on waste and resource regulation, as well as helping the Environment Protection Agency look at how we can regulate differently in the future as well, which was part that actually really drove me to take this job, to see how we can do it on the ground. So one thing that the Scottish EPA is looking at is, for years, the Environment Protection Agencies, it's all been about traditional regulation and end of pipe. So it's about what's coming out the stacks, what's being discharged into the water, how we manage our waste. And we have a regulatory strategy in Scotland, which is about, well, actually, the environmental challenges of this century are climate change, their overuse of natural resources, their diffuse pollution. So we need to look at the whole system, what the businesses are using, as well as how they're interacting with the community, as well as what part they play in the future economy. Otherwise, we're just carrying on putting little sticking plasters on something that's never, never going to be sustainable. And we need to think, what do we want that world to look like in the future? So to come in and see a campus thriving in the way of sustainability and thinking, yeah, we can take that, those kind of concepts, and put them into practice in a community, in a business, and actually show how they could actually work in practice is very, very exciting.
It's a good term, though, end of pipe. And it sounds like what you really want to do is travel further up the pipe than talk about, does anything really have to come out of that pipe?
Absolutely. You want to go much further upstream. Are there materials that we shouldn't even be thinking about bringing into the economy and using because we just don't have an end of use for them, or the fact that when you manage them at the end of pipe, they're just having such a degradation, sort of degrading effect on the environment.
particularly where it relates to recycling then? I mean, are there very big differences you've noticed already between the United States and this part of it and what you saw in Scotland in terms of, for example, the use of plastics?
Yeah, the use of plastics, so many similarities. There are so many types of plastics and there aren't outlets for all of them at the end of their use. And we also overuse plastics. So for plastics, to me, we've created a system where there is complete overuse in terms of single-use plastics. And then when they are used, there's an absolute general mismanagement of the plastics in terms of where they're going. We want to see a system that's much easier for people to understand what bin to put their plastics into. Some plastics have to go into the landfill trash can. Some plastics must go into recycling and be clean to keep that quality. But we want to just see some types of plastic in the recycling because the infrastructure is not there to deal with all types of plastics. So we have to, I think, look at and really challenge ourselves in terms of the amount of plastics we're using. Some is completely unsustainable and it's basic consumerism in terms of the single-use plastics. And then also create a system so that when we do use plastics, we can then continue to have the value from them and recycle them.
Rebecca Walker, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Sustainability and Recycling Manager at Southern Oregon University, new to the job, just 4 weeks on it, coming here from the Scottish Environment Protection Agency. Further down the road of recycling, though, have you gotten a full briefing on the issue, particularly in this part of the country, with China closing the door and the inability of a lot of recyclables that we used to collect and ship over there ended up staying here in landfills?
Yes, yep, because we face the same challenges in Scotland. So we were exporting a great deal of our paper and our plastic recycler from Scotland. So it was very comparable in terms of the challenges. The challenges are so similar across the world here. So in terms of contamination, China was receiving quite a lot of contamination from different countries. And they were looking at what they really needed in terms of the higher quality recyclate. So we need to think about if they have a manufacturing processes that need plastic, then we want to get the highest quality of plastic right into these manufacturing processes and reprocessing. What we don't want to see is collecting our waste here and shipping it to another part of the world where it just ends up being managed as waste and some of it's being used in a reprocessing facility or a manufacturing plant and some of it is just being disposed of in another country. We need to take responsibility for our waste domestically and then get the highest value from it before we start shipping it around the world.
So here again, not get to the end of the pipe, but consider what you're putting into the pipe in the first place. So,
absolutely.
You know. Was there anything when you first got to campus that you looked at and went, hey, why aren't we doing that?
Yes, there's been a few things. I'm really, really keen to look at how we manage our food waste across campus. So there's so much going on. And like I said before, we're really lucky to have that recycling center. But what about using that recycling center, expanding that recycling center in terms of understanding the flow of all the different materials through it? So some are being reused, some are being repaired, some are being recycled at the highest quality. And then the biggest waste stream that I've seen so far where we're not actually taking a complete holistic approach. So from prevention in terms of food waste right through to recycling it and nutrients back into the ground is food waste. But it's a very, very complicated topic. And I've spoken to a lot of students and staff across campus about this. And everyone, you know, there are different views there. And I'm really excited about bringing everyone into the same room and discussing these views and sort of thrashing out the ideas of what we can do across campus.
Is there any composting that goes on so far from the industrial food system on campus?
So not for composting. We do for landscaping. Mm-hmm. We do composting, but not for post-consumer food waste. So pre-consumer food waste, it's more desirable to redistribute it as animal feed rather than compost it. So at the moment, we send it to a farm, but post-consumer food waste, that's probably where our main challenge is. But first of all, we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to reduce it. So we've recently reduced the size of our plates in the Hawk dining room. This was a program that we received a grant from the Department of Environmental Quality before I started in this job. So this was a really good thing to see where we looked at ways of reducing our food waste. And basically by going to a smaller plate, You're not stocking up on as much food as you think you can eat, but you're actually thinking about how much you might eat as well. So we're currently in the middle of that and looking at the success of that. There's possibly a few other things we can do to reduce the amount of food waste. And then I think that's when I'd like to start bringing people together to discuss what we do across the whole food system for food waste prevention, then the pre-consumer food waste in terms of what we're doing in the preparation of it, and then where we do have waste, where it can go, and then post-consumer, you know, there are opportunities for composting.
All right, so food waste, certainly someplace to look at here. Just in general terms, I'm going to presume you've looked at a couple of other university campuses as possible places to work, and do you have a sense for where Southern Oregon University falls in terms of its sustainability efforts?
So I have looked at universities just in terms of seeing what was happening in the UK and seeing what was happening in the US when I was researching for my interview out here. And there is so much going on across Southern Oregon University that's really exciting. We've got some sort of national leading initiatives, particularly around the B campus. We're pushing ourselves into LEED certification. In terms of bringing it all together, that's where I see we could start to make improvements as well. We have really strong leadership at SOU, I've observed, in terms of our strategic plan and how we are as a sustainable campus and where we want to go as a sustainable campus. But then having that cohesive, coordinated approach across campus, I feel that's where we could focus to help bring us where we are with other universities. There are some really, really great sort of climate change and sustainability plans that other universities have developed, and I feel that we could do that. We did, so you developed one a few years ago, but it was 2010, and I think there's been some major changes that we could now bring in to help sort of show where we're heading with sustainability and what we can actually achieve as a community and as a campus.
Sounds like it's been quite a good fit then for you and SOU to have very similar visions of the world and what you want it to be.
Absolutely. I'm really, really excited to be here.
All right. We're talking to Rebecca Walker, who is the Sustainability and Recycling Manager for Southern Oregon University. Moved here just 4 weeks ago from the Scottish Environment Protection Agency from Edinburgh to Ashland. It's quite a bit of a jump, but here she is. And we'll be talking to her again, I'm sure, down the road. Rebecca Walker, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Thank you.